My name is Leilani.
Hello, my name is Sebastian.
I've been living in the Bronx all my life. Born and raised in the Bronx. Born in Jacoby Medical Center. Moved around the Bronx for a few years. Moved out of New York. And then was able to find an amazing home in the Bronx. Tucked by the Botanical Gardens.
It's funny. I lived in the Bronx for about 15 years. I lived in New York my whole life, but in the Bronx for 15 years. It's like, it's wow. I lived on the other side, you know, in Soundview, and then from, you know, Soundview over here. By the, wow, the backyard of the Garden Botanicals.
Wow, so how did we...
I saw her a few times. I want to say a few times, but I hadn't had any real interaction. I think it's her, like, once. And it was, like, really a slight introduction. Was working on a project, and she was working with a company, and they were in a what they call a collective situation. And happened to come in because there were some things that needed to be looked over, and she was one of the people that was in the office. And she had a very strong personality. Anybody that knows Leilani knows she's got a strong personality.
He is absolutely right. Because I walked into that room, and there was the meeting was going on. And all I could think at first was, who are all these people in this office? And why are they all here? Because I had been the only person in the office for months. And then he happened to sit at the table. And his demeanor was so, like, assertive that all I could think was, yeah, we can't work together. I don't like him. Mm-mm. He's not going to sit here and demand things from me. We're not doing this. We're not having these conversations. And I remember at the end of that meeting, I told my boss, I said, I will never work with him. We have an issue right now. Like, wow. I can't work with him the way he works. And that was history after that. We interacted at other events in the passing. And then for HIV and AIDS Legislative Day in 2016, we happened to not realize that we were going on the same trip together. And I was already on the bus with a mutual friend. And the minute he got on the bus, he stumbled going up the stairs to the bus. And as he passed, he looked at his friend and said hello to me and then found his seat. And we spent that whole day, instead of legislating, we spent that whole day at McDonald's in Albany talking about life and everything that was going on.
It really did. It's funny that, you know, that whole day, you know, there's so many different things when you're interacting in the community. You don't think that you're gonna find in it, you know, your love like that, you know. And so we're fighting a battle and stuff. You know, you're like passing each other on the battlefield. And one of the things that I admired that she was a great speaker. She, you know, she has great presence on the stage. And I was like, wow, you know, she's gonna do amazing things. That was my thought about it when I first, you know, when I seen her at that aspect. Because prior to that, at the office, I had saw her, but, you know, our roles was a bit different. And so, you know, she was coming from a different company, and the companies were, you know, collaborating. And so I don't think of myself as demanding. I'm very focused when I'm in a work situation. I'm very different than when we're just hanging out, laughing. You wouldn't think that I would be so intense in a work situation. And even in a work situation, sometimes I'm laughing and talking that you don't realize that I'm really serious. You know?
Wow. A fit.
Oh, wow. Well, let's see. We both love dumplings. Seafood, I would say, is our most food that we love. I mean, we spent, like, our first year doing a lot of seafood.
Yeah.
You know, crabs, oh my gosh.
We actually did shrimp. A lot of outdoor dating. Like we did a lot of different restaurants and venues and traveling.
Yeah.
When the first year we got together. We traveled a lot, we went to different restaurants. I think for me, I love to cook, and that's like how I I don't know, it's like, you know, it's the concept of like a bee. When a bee stings you, it leaves the stinger in you. So that's kind of like what I do with food. I kind of like sting you and leave it in you. And for me, I love to cook. So anything he asks to, the, or like I found my husband liked to eat, I made it a point to look into if I didn't know how to cook it, and I started cooking it. And I think my biggest thing was like a seafood boil, like all types of seafood. Because we would pull out a 6-foot table, and and it's just two of us. And we small. Yeah. We small in frame.
It looks like a smorgasbord for about 10, 15 people. And the crazy part is, I can cook. I can cook very well, but I'm so like, she's wow. It's like, thank you. You know, because I do like to cook, but I don't like to cook like that, you know. And so, wow. We've made some things we've never had. I'm trying to think of, like, what was one of our favorite things? Like,
Oh, so he had one of the favorite things, one of the things that we tried together was he had seen something on social media, and he had sent me the post.
Yeah.
And he was like, this looks really good. Like, I really want to try it. And I was like, okay, so I like to make things, but I like to throw my own spin on it. I don't look at, like, servings or nothing. And it was like this really sweet dish.
It's like, yeah, but I see those TikTok videos and they're doing those quick things. And it's like something that is really quick to make. So it's biscuits with pepperoni and sausage or a bacon, whatever type of meat that you really like. Or it even could be chicken. And it was with cheese and oh my God, the olive oil and the different the seasons. And she did it. She killed it. She did it.
Yeah, it was good.
It looked just like how it was, you know, like when they, you know how they make the commercials always look really good. I mean, it wasn't a commercial because it's TikTok. It was somebody really live. So, but it broke apart. It was nice. It was soft and fluffy and crispy when it was supposed to be crispy. That was good.